This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Some state lawmakers want to give local governments the power to control rent. A Democratic proposal would overturn the state's four-decade ban on government limits on rent. Representative Jennifer Bacon, who signed on to the bill, says lawmakers are focused on a range of strategies to make housing affordable.
This legislature is also committed to talking about renters, talking about the relationship to landlords, to be able to protect folks and their income goes far beyond the conversation about supply.
The rent control bill may face opposition from Governor Jared Polis, though. In a statement, his office said he's skeptical rent control will help with housing supply and warned rent control can have unintended consequences. Colorado Congresswoman and Dr. Yadira Caraveo joined Democratic leaders today to discuss abortion rights and how limiting access affects women across the country. Caraveo called on Congress to reinstate the rights afforded by Roe.
Because women across the country deserve the right over their own bodies, the choice about when or if to have a family, to control their own livelihood, and the basic assurance that they are protected equally.
One of the first bills from the Republican-controlled House passed this year could impose criminal penalties on doctors who perform abortions. That bill is not expected to be taken up by the Senate. Boulder will pay for repairs to over 400 manufactured homes that saw wind damage during the Marshall Fire. The city says it's launching a grant program to fund the work. It's funded by a new voter-approved climate tax. The grants will pay for new roofs, siding, windows and doors, and better insulation. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.